Friends, I love St. Pete, and in St. Pete, I love the Imagine Museum. And with me today is someone that has been in the studio with us before, David Flatt. He is the CEO, or actually the executive director.
Executive director
of the museum. And David, tell our audience what the Imagine Museum does. And we're going to talk about all the events that go on because it is just a multiverse of experiences. David.
Yeah, so the Imagine Museum, and it's located on 1901 Central Avenue here in St. Petersburg, so basically the central area of Central Avenue. It's the leading contemporary glass art museum in the United States. We have the largest contemporary glass art collection in the world. So, I mean, we're lucky we can only show about 10% of what we have in the collection at any given time. That's why I'm always setting up new exhibitions. I mean, pretty well every week we're doing something new, so it's not really a static museum. But we also do a lot of events. I think that's one of the big things, too. And I know with our current event and exhibition we have going on right now, it's a partnership with Tampa Bay Comic Book Convention.
And, you know, I just want to say, first of all, folks, I love to just walk in, and you go walk in, there's a gift shop. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we are a glass community, St. Pete. And when you think that there's a 34,000 square foot gallery space, 500 glass art masterpieces, and so much more, I mean, that is just amazing to me. And it's not just contemporary glass, mm-hmm. but glass from all over the world.
Oh, yeah. That's the thing about Imagine Museum is that we represent hundreds of international glass artists. So you're going to see from not only American artists, but also glass artists from Murano, from all over Europe and Asia, just all over the world. And that's the thing. It's really a place where you can see all this in one place. But with it not being a static museum as well, there's also a reason to go back and see it again and again because the glass art keeps on rotating through what you see. So it's really good for our members to do that.
David, I love anime and comic, and of course the Tampa mm-hmm. Bay Comic Convention. You have done this now a couple years.
This is actually the third year we're doing this mm-hmm. exhibition with them. And I know with me, I did help curate it, but in my opinion at least, and I know some other people told me, they thought this was the best year that we've done it. So,
well, will you take us on a tour of what's going on this weekend?
Yeah, absolutely. So, of course, the main feature is the exhibition itself, and it covers two different galleries up on the second floor. That includes our large rotating gallery area. So we have 22 galleries in the museum, but that's the biggest gallery. And then there's a gallery next to it where it also has additional art for the exhibition. There's a lot going on. We start the weekend off with a market, but then our kind of our premier event of the weekend is there will be an artist feature or an artist lecture on Saturday night. And this time it's going to feature Matt Hajiji. And he does a lot of comic book art. He's been featured on the cover of Tampa Bay Magazine multiple times. But his art is just spectacular. So if you see it, you're going to love it. And the thing is, what I try to do with these exhibitions is match the wall art with glass art from the collection and also Florida artists. So it's really a unique combination of, you know, paintings, illustrations, sculpture, and glass. All in one exhibition. Now, there's also a lot of other things going on, too. So there'll be special, like, trivia, games that are involved with anime and comic book. There will also be music performances. There'll be food trucks. And then there's workshops. That's a big part of it. We try to do themed workshops, like with glass art and illustration, where you can come in and participate and be a part of that event. And, of course, a big part of it, too, is we have a lot of people come in costumes, a lot of people come with their families, a lot of cosplayers. And the thing is, thousands of people literally come to see this event and this exhibition. So it'll be a huge weekend. You definitely, if you're interested at all in any of this type of genre, this pop culture, it's a fun thing to come out and see with your friends or your family.
Comics, collectibles, artwork, apparel, toys, and fandom creations. I just love, you know, if you love anything about this, and, you know, I love going to Tampa, but this, to me, the Imagine Museum is, how can I say it, a more sensory experience, a more hands-on,
absolutely.
A more intimate experience. And I love that. Tell us about some of the music entertainment you'll have.
Yeah, so I will have on, it'll be on Saturday, there will be Lauren McHugh will be there. She's a local artist. And then on Sunday, I will have Banjo Steve and Monty. So there's some kind of well-known local artists as well. They've done a lot of shows with me. They also do our Halloween on Central that we partner with the Grand Central District and the Edge.
I love that you're having on Saturday Comic Universe Live featuring artist presentation from panels to paint, an evening with Matt. Can you say his last name?
Hajiji.
Yes, and that's just going to be so fun. On Sunday, yes. There's figure drawing through the multiverse with Christina Pena. Tell us a little bit about Christine.
So she actually has done a lot of workshops with us. Her specialty is the stained glass workshops. Pretty well every one of those sells out. And it's one of those things where they're so entertaining and fun for the family that we get a lot of people come back and do them again and again, because she does a really good job of theming those to what we're doing for an exhibition or the event that week. So, for example, like this weekend, she's doing with ones about dragons and about Deadpool. So she's really got some fascinating kind of original ideas that she does with the stained glass. And then the illustration will be cool because it's going to have some cosplayers there, and then you get a chance to draw figures from their inspiration.
I love that. And, you know, there's something else that is going on as well, and I just found out about it. I just did a story about tea places, and I found out that Noisy Crane Tea House in Tampa is coming. Casey Cavanaugh, tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so that's something new that we have started. We've been also doing a lot of coffee days, and we're doing that about once a month. Mm-hmm. And so we decided to add tea to that as well. I had good luck with that at some of the other museums where I had been. And they're trying to theme out tea parties as part of the museum. And in fact, coming up later this fall as well, they're even doing like a Mad Hatter tea party. So that ought to be a lot of fun, where people will come in costume and it'll be just a themed and fun event for the whole family. And it's one of those things too, like with the coffee days, those all sell out just like the workshops. So with the tea parties, if you're at all interested in doing like a themed tea party, you want to make sure that you get signed up ahead of time, not wait till the day of the event.
In continuing with events that support the immersive experience of a museum as a third place.
Yes.
Open mic night, poetry night with Pedro El Poeta.
Yes. So we're doing poetry open mics about once a month as well. So it's kind of in our rotation for our Tuesday night events. Sometimes we also have them on Thursdays. And it's great because you have a chance to come in and share your poetry. And there's, you know, there's no pressure on you. You can come in and have a good time, share with other people interested in the same genre. And it's just a really fun community event.
Tell us a little bit about Pedro El Poeta. I understand he's a hip-hop and spoken word artist.
Yes, that's correct. And he's actually done now several of the poetry nights with us. But we also have just a variety of different poets that have come in and done this, and they've been highly successful. Again, it's good to book ahead, but also it's one of those ones where if you kind of on the spur last moment want to show up, go ahead. And you're not required to say a poem. You can also just come there and listen to him if you like.
I love that. You know, one of the great things is that for many of these events, museum admission is included with your ticket.
That's correct.
So you just talked about coffee, and on September 4th, the Art of Coffee, a Tasting Journey featuring Mission Grounds Coffee. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so that one we do up in the theater where we do a lot of our workshops as well, and like with the tea parties. It's really nice because he kind of creates some unique blends of coffee that you can come in and enjoy. And it's a very affordable event. And this is one that always sells out well ahead of time. So you want to make sure that you definitely get your tickets booked. But it's nice because you can come in there and get a little bit of the taste of the coffee. And we might even be adding it more than once a month here eventually. It's been so successful.
I love that. I absolutely love that because, and I'm really excited about the tea party too. So Mad Hatter tea party. No, I'm not the Red Queen. Red Queen. I am coming as Alice. So be prepared.
Very good.
Flamenco and Latin night with Los Rumberos. So you have dance going on.
Yeah, so we do have dance as well, and they're kind of dance classes, but they're good for anywhere from beginner to intermediate to advanced. So if you just want to try to come get your start in it or your experience with doing it, it's great. And it's another one of those things where we have a lot of people sign up for these dance events. I mean, it might surprise you that people connect it, but that's the thing. That's one of the things I try to do with events is connect the performing arts with the visual arts, and it all goes together.
So there you are dancing in the Imagine Museum's Grand Hall. Imagine this, folks.
Yeah.
Surrounded by contemporary glass.
Exactly right.
That is just so transformational.
Yeah, the background is just amazing. And that's one of the things, too. We've been very successful with fashion shows. And that the backdrop with all the glass that's on the walls when you come in there, it's just beautiful. So you get just stunning photos and videos from when you do those types of events.
Oh, you're so smart because the influencers are there.
That's
so
right.
So if that wasn't enough for you, this was something fun. And I can't wait to do this. I've been a little busy, but this one I'm doing. The Dance Social with Pankaj Gupta.
Yes.
And talk to us about Haitian Compa.
So that has been one of our most frequent dance events. And that's another one where it might surprise you that, hey, the people want to come out for those. But they really have been building. And we get a lot of return visitors to that. And I know he's done a really great job of kind of building a following in a community there and hosting those regularly at the museum. So you'll see him hosting his dance events at least every other month, but sometimes even more often than that. But again, the dance has been really successful. And also our jazz nights are another big one.
Jeremy Carter. Now he's going to be also a Clearwater Jazz Holiday. And we love Jeremy. He's been in the studio.
He's one of our top performers. He always is going to fill the hall. So, I mean, that's the thing. When he's going to perform, it's going to be packed. Roger Harrison's the same way, too.
Shout out to all those guys. You know, I want to say something that I know that young people, I saw something on 60 Minutes that this whole thing about dancing, cumbia dancing, bossa nova dancing, partner dancing, this is a huge thing. Social dancing in the streets of Miami, it's a huge thing. So there's a whole new audience where they used to make fun of people dancing at the American Legion. Oh, only old people dance.
Yeah.
The connection, the analog life. Mm-hmm. You celebrate the analog life.
Absolutely. That's one of the things we've tried to have exhibitions and events that really focus on all generations. So where you have younger people coming in, you have families come in to where everybody can enjoy those things. And then also, of course, they're going to take photos and videos and share it with their family and friends. And that's why our social media has really built up over the years as well.
Well, if you want a mind-blowing event, what about Mind Magic with mentalist Joshua Seth, A Night You'll Remember? Talk to me about this.
So Joshua Seth is an amazing performer. He's also a very talented voice actor. But as a mentalist, he is just incredible. And this show sells out every month. So you definitely want to book your tickets ahead of time with him. He has been just a staple at the museum, wonderful to work with, and just rave reviews of everybody who attends this. So I definitely encourage you to book your ticket for that.
You do amazing things during the Second Saturday Art Walk. So first of all, I want to ask you, are you bringing back Friday nights?
Yes.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah, so we're doing more with the Friday night on music. The last time Jeremy Carter played, it was actually on a Friday night. And then also hosting markets once a month on Friday nights as well.
Is that the first?
It can vary. It depends on what the exhibition or event was and when the music. But usually the first and second Fridays are the most often times we'll have something. But that can just watch our calendar or social media to make sure on that. Now, the second Saturdays, we have come back with that. And those are nice because it's actually one where you can get complimentary admission as part of that event, and like they do with the other galleries. Mm-hmm. And we're always going to have some type of entertainment. And actually, this next second Saturday, September 12th, is going to be the opening of our Costa Rica exhibition.
So excited.
Yeah, it'll be wonderful. We're going to feature art and artists from Costa Rica so you can get a sense of, you know, it's really the tropical paradise. And that's
wildlife, landscapes, culture.
Yeah, landscapes. It'll be feature some of the animal life there.
Will there be monkeys?
there will be, and I know I have some glass pieces coming in, like you'll be able to see a glass sloth and things like that, too.
You said sloth. That's my favorite thing in the whole world. Now I know what I'm getting my grandson for Christmas.
Yeah, so you see some really unique art and beautiful art. And that's the thing. When we do these exhibitions, it is more than just the glass. Of course, we feature the glass, but there's also some really beautiful woodwork and paintings that are going to be part of this exhibition. So I think you definitely want to see a look at it. And then one of the most important things about this exhibition is the colors. It's just the colors are stunning. And when you have beautiful colors, it always works really well with glass, especially with the lighting that we have in those galleries. I think it's going to be spectacular.
So, folks, we're talking with David Flatt. He's the executive director of the Imagine Museum in downtown St. Pete, which has actually got the largest collection of glass in the world or the country.
Largest contemporary glass art collection in the world.
And shout out to Trish Dugan.
Yes, exactly. Yes, she's the one who curated and collected this art, and that's the thing. The foundation owns over 95% of the art that's on display in the museum at any given time, which is just really great to have because it does allow us to plan out our exhibitions for that.
And we'll have all of the information, the dates, the events, the links to the exhibits. But, you know, there's more than this. You also mm-hmm. foster creativity and hands-on workshops. So I'm looking forward to Crimson Cardinal, a beginning stained glass workshop in St. Petersburg. 50 years ago, I tried to do stained glass. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited about this. Talk to us about
this. Yeah, so this is another one where Christina Pena will be doing. And mm-hmm. so, again, her workshops are amazing, and they always sell out. She does some really beautiful pieces. And you can see also, I know with the Glass of Life, they have some stained glass in our exhibition as well. So stained glass is a part of the kind of the museum experience at Imagine Museum as well.
So the other one that I just want to mention for September before we let you go, David, mm-hmm. is Reflections in Sea Glass, a self-love mirror workshop. So that's the other thing. This is a very soulful museum.
Oh, absolutely.
Let's talk about
that. Yeah. And so that one is unique because it also makes that connection with sea glass, which of course in Florida is a very important and collectible thing. And so that's one of the ideas is at Imagine Museum is with all the different types of glass, you really get to see what all you can do with glass because it is such a unique art form. It's, you know, one of the newer, I would say, fine art forms that you'll see. And that's what really makes it special because so many of the glass artists are still alive today.
And the symbolism of sea glass
is
so amazing. Just as broken glass is transformed by time in the ocean, we too can grow through life's experiences. And finding sea glass, supposedly, you know, in California when mm-hmm. I lived there, if you found a piece, it was that was an affirmation and that you were about to embark on a journey that was inspired by your dreams.
Yeah, that's very cool. I know it's very lucky to be able to find a piece of sea glass.
David, what haven't I asked you about that's going on at the museum that you'd like to share with our listeners?
I think the one other thing I would like to mention would be our free museum weekend that we're part of with St. Pete Arts Alliance. And not only are we open on September the 19th on a Saturday, we're also going to be open on the 20th because we get so many people that pre-book that we make it the whole weekend. And I know that's one of the things after it was great when the Smithsonian was doing it, but unfortunately they ended the program.
Right.
But Imagine Museum along with the other museums here in St. Petersburg and St. Pete Art Alliance kept it going to make it where everybody had access to the museums. And I think that's such an important thing to be part of the community for that.
Shout out to Helen French,
absolutely.
Dancer and art director. And, you know, I think that what I have to say, folks, is that we are not just a city where local music lives and community conversations happen. We are a city that is an arts tourism destination. Mm-hmm. Talk to me before we let you go, David, about the importance of arts tourism to the economy.
It's so important. It brings so many people here. And I know that's one of the things, too, that I feel like with museums and why things like the Free Museum Day are so important, because it does connect all the community together and all the museums. And that's like with the Second Saturdays as well. I want you to go out and visit all the galleries, to go see all the museums, because they're all beautiful in their own way, and they all have unique pieces of art. They represent a lot of the local artists. That's why I've also tried to do these vendor events where I bring in artists to do their live art demonstrations.
Supporting the artists,
exactly.
The local artists that work here, not just showcasing art from other places.
And not even charging them vendor fees, but if they show up and they do a live art demonstration, we're giving them a place to do it. And it doesn't just have to be glass. Of course, it's going to feature like blown glass and flamework glass, but also artists that do painting and illustration to also promote them as well.
I have to say that David Flatt is truly an imagine. He is a Disney type Imagineer. You come up with things that are so amazing. You've created, you have taken the museum, the exhibition, and the events. You've created a multiverse of immersive experiences.
Well, I appreciate that, Nanette.
Thank you, folks. I have been talking with David Flatt. Please, I want you to check out the online article that we've written, and we'll have all the events. And Comic-Con, anime, if you love all of that stuff, and I know that my producer does, I do, and David does, I'll be there. Thanks, David.
Thank you.